And is there a general theme to the record? Because with Afraid of Heights, I mean, why is there not any more people? Why is there a lack of people writing sort of novellas in story into their songs, you know, short stories? We seem to be besotted right now with just taking all of what people call the fat out of songs, and no one's actually telling a story or describing a situation. Is there a theme throughout Afraid of Heights that... Is there a theme? That's my... I don't know why I'm trying to put more, put more words in there.
Yeah, no, I get what you're throwing down. Yeah, no, it's... you know, when we were working on the lyrics, and again, Ian is the main songwriter and produced this record, and it's just, I can't begin to tell you the admiration and respect I have for this man, and seeing how hard he worked and his vision throughout this whole process is just absolutely unprecedented and unbelievable. But all that being said, I remember when we had like a large portion of the songs kind of done, at least like thematically, we had them kind of mapped out and had the most of it done. We started noticing that there was this underlying message that fear is, you know, whether it be the fear of progression as people. And what I mean by that is you know, it's where we are today and what we're doing. And if you just look, let's just use the last 3 weeks and what's happened on the planet as our reference. You know, it is beyond comprehension. It is absolutely terribly, heartbreakingly sad. And the injustice that is happening, and with people like Donald Trump, you know, I'm speechless by how by how that's all unfolding. But you know, all of that being said, the record is about hope, and it's about love, and it's about tolerance, and it's about acceptance, and it's about knowing that we're all in this together, and that if we stand together, and we, you know, common to people that have the, you know, the same beliefs and believe in goodness, that you know, then I think they'll like this record. You know, we speak about things that maybe aren't popular or that may not be easy to listen to, but you know, from gun laws to our relationship with the earth, to our relationship within our community, to politics, to mental health issues, you know, and it's not always the easiest subject matter, but I think it's insane how relevant that these songs are right now, considering that, you know, we've been working on them for about 2 years, and it's really scary. But again, we hope that people walk away when they listen to the record that it's a big, badass, loud, balls to the wall, amazing playing by the guys in the band, and we talk about a lot of things that are happening right now. So yeah, again, I keep stressing this and rambling, but I couldn't be more proud of the band and the record. And at this point, when it's a week out, it's like, Christ, just fucking release it already.
Yeah,
I just want to share it with people. So hopefully, it comes out next Friday. So hopefully, people will dig it.
And that's what's always got me on. That's what got me on to you from when the first album came out, is that you find a way to... I'm a detail guy. I like to see, I want to sink to the bottom and see what's going on and get a look at what is down there. And what I've always loved about Billy Talent is that you found a way to tell these stories and to share your emotions, but it's just, it's got that bludgeoning backbone behind it, and you're like, hang on a second, there's so much to take, this is so multifaceted, there's a lot to take in. And that's why for me it's always stuck out, because you're going on about this theme or that theme or this situation, but it's just so, it's just Billy Talent. There's nothing else like it. It just levels out in Billy Talent.
I really appreciate that, dude. I really do. And you know, and that's something that, you know, just comes with time and effort and a lot of chemistry. And again, I think this record musically, you know, all, and you know, John's playing and Ian's playing and Jordan's playing, it's just like I sometimes walk on stage and I'm like, holy shit, I get to play with these guys every day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very proud of them, and they did an awesome job, and I'm stoked for them, and I'm stoked for me, and I'm stoked for all of us. So,
well, one of the final things I wanted to check on is just you know, how have your last few years been since I've seen you? What has been a sort of standout moment, whether it's been just something that made you go, what? Like the guy cutting the hedge with the little green clipper, whatever you called it earlier. How have you been the last few years?
I appreciate you asking that. I've been really well. It hasn't been without its struggles. Life ain't easy all the time, you know, and lost some people that I cared about. I've developed new relationships with people, you know, that and I've made new friends, which is always inspiring and great. And, it was really nice to spend time at home with my wife and my dogs and my friends, my family, obviously. So, I've more or less have just kind of really been trying to work on myself as a person. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but I've realized that I needed to make some changes in my life, and I've been slowly kind of implementing these new things and just trying to, you know, not take it all in, you know, and to just try to be the best friend you can be and the best bandmate I can be and the best, sibling that I could be. And, you know, just try my best to get through this crazy fucking world.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to do it with a smile on my face, and it doesn't always work, that's for sure. But I just think I've been enjoying my time and being thankful every single day that I wake up that I get to have a day, you know.
Well, what are the how do I get into that? So it's a very long story, but I don't think it's weird or strange at all that one is trying to work on oneself to be happier or just to relax more, etc. I mean, not to skirt over some really horrendous stuff, but when I was 11, I was abused and two guys tried to kill me. Then my family lost everything. Then we were homeless for 4 years and blah, 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 blah. That all rolls in. And I moved to Canada just to try and find who the fuck I was. Like who is this multi-charactered human? And why am I not comfortable in my own homeland? And then my grandmother's from Shaunigan Lake, half an hour away from Victoria here. So I came here to backpack, and then I moved here. I've been here 6 years and a month last week. And so I'm always in the process of trying to be as happy as possible. And so I get very intrigued if anyone wants to ever open up into that. You know, what are some of the things that you are doing? Like for me, it's making sure I eat well. I'm terrible. I eat way too many chocolate M&Ms. That's all I pretty much eat is chocolate M&Ms and burgers. I mean, I work in radio, so it's all I can afford, boss. And and cold showers in the morning to try and relieve the sort of body anxiety that I might have, depending on how what side of the bed I wake up and get out of. And so I don't discount any of that stuff as being strange. I think we're just in a world right now where people don't want to converse or talk, or it's, oh, you're bringing me down or whatever. And that's the biggest problem, is that people aren't being upfront and saying, you know what, I'm not okay today. I'm dealing with it, but I'm not okay today. People are afraid to speak to each other. People might be afraid of heights, right? You know, like the note in that song.
Thank you for sharing all that with me, by the way. But yeah, that's kind of how it is, you know. Just reflecting back on what I've been saying to you, and it's like, I don't want to sound like a preacher and I'm this like hippie dude that's like, you know. Following the sun, well, which I am. But you know, it's more or less that, I think just listening to people and learning, you know, I'm trying to learn different things, which, you know, whether it be like culinary stuff or whether it be like how to plant and grow tomatoes, you know. Things like that. So it's just like taking these little things and, you know, just being content with what's around me. And I'm very fortunate to have some great friends and a very inspiring and loving wife that kind of makes me a better man every single day.
So what?
It's about just the simple things, I guess. And we tend to get lost in the plot and the chaos and trying to find fucking Pokemon and the latest celebrity tragedies. And, you know, and then you look what's going on and, you know, just what, like I said, I'm not going to go dark or get weird, but, you know, just what's been happening and all these travesties that have been happening around the planet, you know, for us, for idiots to be able to go and get on stage and play some rock shows for people, and seeing people smiling and happy and singing along, even if we can have you for like 90 minutes of your time, and to just kind of everyone walk away satisfied and happy, that's a very privileged thing to be able to do every night, one that we don't take lightly. And you know, and we also know, and as you know, this industry isn't so shit hot and hasn't been for a long time. And so for us, you know, idiots to still be able to do it, and we still believe in the power of rock and roll. And that might sound like a Hallmark card, but it's actually true. We believe that when you play good shows, good things happen, and that positivity and that energy, you know, moves forward, and is something that that we don't take lightly.
So what's your dish? What's your staple? I can cook the Williams pasta. It involves a lot of Worcestershire sauce. That's a secret ingredient that I didn't tell you about. But what's the dish you've been getting all cunnery about?
Was it last weekend or the week before? I had a friend of mine. he brought up some clams and mussels, and you know, and a simple white wine sauce with shallots and some green onions. And I never had made mussels before. I never had done that before. So with like a fresh pasta, like fresh linguine kind of pasta, and it was delicious, you know. And it's very simple. It didn't take very long, but that's usually how the best things are, you know.
Yeah.
But again, I'd like to try things that I've never done before. Yeah, I just always worry about messing it up. But usually, even if you mess it up, it still tastes pretty good. Who am I kidding? I had mac and cheese for dinner 2 days ago. You know what I mean? And yeah. I thought if I chop up some mushrooms, that would make it fancy.
Boom.
So I haven't got as far as I would have liked to.
Bring me the shiitakes. Yes.
Yeah,
the,
exactly.
Well, you should.
Hey, John, we've got time for about one more question.
Oh, do you know what? We've gone so many over. I'll wrap it up in about 1 minute. Thank you so much. Oh, are you still there, or are you gone? Or?
Nope, yep, you're good.
Oh, you're both here. Yeah, we'll just talk about food. Very important band stuff. So, yeah, no, I mean, you should just start, last thought, you should just start a little cheeky Ben Cooks, you know, cook with Ben from Billy Talent or something, you know.
Well, the unfortunate part about that is, you know, I definitely don't have the culinary, like Ian's a good cook, Aaron is an amazing cook, so I would be last on the, I don't know about John. I bet you John would surprise you, though. But, yeah, the rest of the dudes are quite good. So I think I'd probably lose even in the band.
No, you're missing the point. I don't want to see the good cooks. I want to see you cook. That's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, you still might be disappointed, but I can give it a go. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, as always, Ben, you've gone above and beyond in giving me way too much time. I had planned for 10 minutes. You've given me 40. And it's just always such a pleasure to speak with you and just to pick your brain. And the last thing I want to say is, I don't think I said this last time, but we touched on it a little bit. Chasing the Sun is one of the most beautiful songs there is, and a wonderful notion towards that person. And I'm thankful that you shared that and felt the need to also then release that, because I can't even imagine that situation. I don't want to get into it now. We're closing it up. But I just want you to know that I appreciate that you put that out there, and that is why music is so powerful, because that is from the epitome of your soul, and it was beautiful.
Wow. Well, I really, really appreciate that, dude. And yeah, not a lot of people maybe know that song or heard it, but it means a lot to us. And I'm just, thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's it. That's it. You are a wonderful human being. You are one of my favorite performers of all time. I cannot believe that after 10 years of Chasing Radio, I've got to speak to you twice within the first 5 years of my career. Long may that continue, yeah. Hopefully. And whenever you're in town and you need anything, you know where I am. And if your dad needs anything, you know where I am. I'm always here to help, okay?
Oh, thank you very much, dude. I appreciate it. And all the best to you. And again, thanks for taking the time. And hopefully we'll make our way out there soon and we can grab some pints and do it properly with no time constraint.
Well, I think I'm gonna come across to that Peak show in Vancouver, because that's our sister station in Vancouver. So I might see you in a week or so. Might not.
Oh, nice, awesome. Yeah. Okay, well then won't be that long. And good luck tomorrow with the show. I hope it goes well.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, we're just gonna rock the fuck out. That's all we can do. Have the most fun and then leave it on the floor.
That's all you're supposed to do.
Exactly. All right. You go and relax in Quebec and say hello to your dogs. And I look forward to mussels next Saturday.
All right. Deal.
Ciao for now, mate.
See you, brother. Thank you.
Bye.